brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. It is the sixth day of June 2006. 6-0-6-0-6-6-6-6. And I've tried to not scare people with this date. A lot of folks have been bringing this date up for years. The mainstream media, the U.S. government are all acting very suspiciously, saying there's rumors that there could be mass school shootings, that there could be terror attacks, but don't worry, just give up all your rights to the government, and they'll take good care of you. They'll keep you safe. Schools up security for 6-6-0-6. Yes, schools up security for 6-6-0-6. We'll be going over this article. There's another report here. Evil lurks if you take 666 as gospel. A date that lives in biblical infamy presages the Antichrist arrival. Look at world events. And at the same time, interesting little thing that happened today, a coincidence, they'll say. Mortgage demand dips as 30-year rate hits 4-year high of 6.66, and that's the rate the government has set it at today. Just on this day, they have now set the interest rates for the 30-year at 6.6.6. So I'll be going over a little bit of numerology today. I don't believe in it, but the elite believes in it. In fact, tomorrow I will be arriving in Ottawa City, Ottawa. And we had a professor on last year who has been exposing the fact that there is all this occultic geometry and 666 to the very makeup and structure to some of the main rooms in that building, and that it is built exactly along the lines of a Egyptian temple. So when we get into numerology, the elite really do believe in it. And, of course, the Bilderberg Group meeting is coming up in Ottawa City, Ottawa, starting on Thursday, and we'll be there live covering it. Jack Blood will be sitting in here Thursday and Friday, and he'll be sitting in a week after that when I go to Los Angeles on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, and we're thankful for him agreeing to do that. There will be live reports from Los Angeles and live reports from the Bilderberg Conference in Ottawa City, Ottawa. I am a busy beaver. From bullhorning downtown Chicago over the weekend and giving several speeches and doing dozens of interviews to coming back to Austin to do my own live radio show, to finishing up the new film Terror Storm, or finishing up the music score on it right now. It's my best film yet. I'm really proud of it. To now flying off of the Bilderberg Group and then to L.A. It's crazy. Plus, they're going to have the L.A. premiere of the film I'm in, A Scanner Darkly, with Keanu Reeves, Winona Ryder, Woody Harrelson, and others. That's coming up, the 29th in Los Angeles, the week after I'm in L.A. I've been invited to that. I don't know if I can make it. I'm not a big traveler. And it seems like the month of June has just been, well, is frantic. It's off to a frantic start. It's getting more frantic by the minute. But when we get back, I'm going to get into 666, then we'll cover another terrorist attack coming, CBS News, another one here that Paul Watson put together. Nexus points emerge for potential summer attack. All indications suggest uncomfortable season of fear ahead. Paul Watson joins us coming up in the third hour to talk about the staged terror raids in Canada and England. Now it's being admitted that they were basically staged events. So we'll get into that as well. Michael Rivero, with his monthly report, joins us from whatreallyhappened.com in the second hour. My websites are Infowars.com, JonesReport.com, PrisonPlanet.tv. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Hello, friends. Alex Jones here, and I'm excited to announce we're going to have a huge 9/11 conference in downtown Los Angeles on the 24th and 25th of June. We're expecting around 1,000 people in attendance. At this historic event, we will irrefutably document that 9/11 was an inside job, a self-inflicted wound, a false flag terror operation. The conference is titled 9/11 and the Neocon Agenda. I'm happy to announce the conference will feature presentations by incredible speakers like BYU physics professor Stephen Jones, the father of the Star Wars program, Lieutenant Colonel Robert Bowman, former top-level CIA analyst for Reagan and Bush, Ray McGovern, 9/11 hero William Rodriguez, author Webster Tarnley, Professor Jim Fetzer, and many, many others, including special guests. I'll also be debuting my explosive new film, Terror Storm, at the conference. Arm yourself with the truth. Secure your tickets today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon 222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements. Get a 2-pack for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
The favorite 666 is upon us. Yes, we had 1666 in the year 666, that was right in the middle of the Dark Ages, I guess when the Byzantine Empire was ruling regions. And a lot of people have left town here in Austin, all over the country. Women who are going into labor are asking the doctors to artificially try to hold it back another 14 hours or so. Yes, we are now into 666. Of course, if you're out in Australia and Japan, 666 is just now just about to end for them. 666, where does 666 come from? I have interviewed religious scholars. I have interviewed clergy. We have interviewed historians. We have interviewed anthropologists. We have interviewed a lot of different experts on this. Remember last year I had a big academic specialist on from Canada who discovered that a secretive Masonic group, and this was in the mainstream newspapers in Canada, had gotten together, what, 80-something years ago and built the Capitol in Ottawa City, Ottawa, where I'll be tomorrow night, and that it is set up as a temple. There is actually a huge sacrificial altar in the main foyer in plain view. The exact calculation of the sacrificial room is 666. And they say that's because that is the Egyptian calculation for the sun or the sun god. And so in the final book of the New Testament, Revelation, God says, reckon the number of the beast, reckon the number, it is 666. Let he who hath understanding reckon the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man. Let he who hath understanding. So there's many ways to interpret this, but it's pretty clear. Anybody running around promoting 666 or anybody embedding 666, anybody trying to bring forth a 666 system is of the devil. I mean, it's the devil's logo. It's the devil's trademark. It's the devil's signet. It's the devil's pennant. It's the devil's flag. It's the devil's sign. Simple. And so you look at Washington, D.C., you look at the Capitol building, you look at the Georgia Guidestones, you look at the Guidestones in many areas of England and Europe, you look at Aztec temples, you look at the Great Pyramid, you look at other Egyptian and Greek temples, 666, 666, 666, 666, over and over and over and over and over again. It is the sign of the sun or the light bearer or Lucifer. And the Egyptians would call this year 6006. And the high-level Masons are calling this year 606. 2006 is really 606 after Lucifer. They call that the beginning of the modern world, the modern age. After Lucifer, in the garden, is 6006. So this is what we're looking at. Again, if you're tuning in for the first time, I don't believe in any of this, okay? I'm not into numbers. I don't live my life by numbers. You see, so many atheists, so many secular people, they go, Alex, you shouldn't talk about that. That stuff isn't real. That stuff's not documented. I don't believe in religion. Well, even if you don't believe in religion, even if you don't believe in a God and the devil, even if you don't believe in anything, you just think we all came out of mud here. I mean, if you believe that, it's ridiculous. But if you believe that, you still have to admit that our whole world is governed by an elite that is totally obsessed by the occult. And you really can't ignore these numbers. I've got a report here where now the 30-year mortgage rate that the major Federal Reserve issued national interest rate was changed this morning to 6.66. Now they decide what to do with the interest rates, and these big, these big banks decide what to set it at with the Federal Reserve and others. This is not an accident, and I'm very thankful that the elite did not. We still got a lot of time. They still may didn't blow something up and have a big public sacrifice today on 666. But they always leave their calling card. The Chicago Mercantile, the Associated Press, reported on the 1 year anniversary of 9/11. Not on 9/11, but on the 1 year anniversary of 9/11, the Chicago Mercantile Exchange didn't just come up 9/11, which it had never done, by the way. That was in the report. It came up 9/11 with five zeros after the point. And some actuaries were done on that in the report. I think they said it was like 1 in 14 billion something chances, 14 billion something million chances. We've got it posted in the archives. The article we wrote about it, we had an article that had a bunch of these examples in it. I ought to print that off and reread it on air, was elite language. I think it was Illuminati language hidden in plain view. And in that article, you can find all the links to this, but the Chicago Mercantile comes up 911.00000. Now, that same day, the New York Lottery, not the Illinois Lottery, not the Texas Lottery, not the Ohio Lottery, not the Florida Lottery, not the Powerball Lottery, not the Canadian Lottery, not the British Lottery, not the German Lottery, not the Japanese Lottery, not the Chinese Lottery, not the, no, ladies and gentlemen, the New York City New York State Lottery came up, the big lottery, not one of the little side lotteries, came up 9/11. Now, come on. I don't have time to get into it, but the Chicago Mercantile is totally staged. They set the number every day. It doesn't even meet with what the factual numbers really are. The Federal Reserve runs the S&P and the Dow Jones. They have the plunge protection. They set all the numbers. Almost every director of the New York Stock Exchange is a former CIA director or deputy director. Go look it up. Or their skull and bones. It's all a sick joke. It's all a complete and total sick joke. They stage it. And they've even admitted they've staged it in many cases. So they love to do it with the numbers. They love to flaunt it right out in front of everyone. They loved it that the CIA approached the Lone Gunman writers, the spinoff of the X-Files, Chris Carter and others. We've had some of their stars. We've had Dean Haglund on this show to talk about it, Dean Haglund. And, oh, you ought to do a story on a hijacked plane hijacked by the government by remote control that they're going to fly into the World Trade Center to blame on the Afghans who invade Afghanistan and have the U.S. government staging drills at the time so that NORAD stands down just thinking it's a drill. Now that's exactly what the piece says. And then 6 months later, exactly that happens. I mean, these people are sick. These people are sick. And if you study magic, black magic, if you study the old Egyptian magic that then got picked up by the Jews in captivity, and then that's what Moses got mad at him. He goes up on the mountain, comes back down. They're all frolicking. They've resurrected it. They're carrying it out. God kills a bunch of them. The Greeks did this. Every culture. At the time, Germanic tribes were worshiping the exact same gods by different names. But, you know, same gods, same manifestation, same rituals, just slightly different name. So everywhere. I mean, they're doing it in Mesoamerica at the same time. They're burning kids, eating kids, sacrificing them at the pyramid. At the same time, they're doing it in Babylon. Over and over and over and over again. It runs through human culture. The elite that runs things on this planet worships a angelic creature that demands blood, and everything must be built according to 666. So you can say what you want about it. That's what we fix. And that's who's running things. And you hear about Skull and Bones. You hear about Bohemian Grove. That's only the tip of the iceberg. So right now, mortgage demand dips as 30-year rate hits 4-year high of 6.66%. Reuters. Mortgage applications fell last week as mortgage rates were mixed, an industry trade group said Wednesday. The Mortgage Bankers Association said its seasonal adjusted index of mortgage application activity for the week ended May 26 decreased 1.9 to 5.419 in the previous week. Borrowing costs on 30-year fixed-rate mortgages, excluding fees, averaged 6.66 up to 0.05 percentage point, and it goes on. So just a little interesting thing, and then this got looked at this morning, and they've made sure to release that and let you know about that. Here's another one out of the Examiner. Schools up security for 6606. It's a day some believe represents the symbol of evil, and several local jurisdictions plan to increase police patrols in high schools as rumors of Columbine-style attacks fly across the Internet. And when did Harris and Klebold attack? April 20th, Hitler's birthday, the day after April 19th. Those 2 days are both high holy days on the satanic calendar. Rumors of mass killing planned for today at Liberty High School in Elderberg began 3 weeks ago, resulting in a police presence in each of Carroll County's 7 high schools, said Superintendent Charles Ecker. We're taking every rumor, every accusation, every alleged allegation seriously, he said. We have our teachers and administrators on the lookout for anything, no matter how trivial. How about you just put instant access pistol safes in all the classrooms for the teachers? You know, it's just all hysteria. School shootings are down the last 12 years. But when they have one, they hype it up. Schools are very safe places to be. Other than the fact that if you get caught doing any infraction, you'll be shipped off to the gulag and that you get brainwashed in them. A bunch of other 6-6 news we'll cover. And we'll take your calls on this issue and a lot more. Stay with us.
I used to be ashamed of my toenails. I thought I was destined to wear tennis shoes through the heat of the summer and hide my toes at the beach. And then my podiatrist told me about Non-X Nail Gel. It tackles unsightly nails by clearing out the cause of the problem, yellowing keratin debris buildup. With regular use, Non-X Gel breaks down and removes the debris, so toenails look clear. This summer, I'm wearing open-toed sandals again, thanks to a topical natural gel called Non-X. If your toenails are embarrassing, I recommend Non-X Nail Gel. It's at your pharmacy or mass retailer in the foot care section.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Gas prices are out of control. You drive up to the pump only to find that the price per gallon is up once again. If you want to save money at the pump and get back in the driver's seat, then listen closely. There is now a way to save up to 30% or more on your fuel bill using the MPG cap. The MPG cap is a capsule that looks like a vitamin that you simply drop into your gas tank. It's organic, non-toxic, EPA approved, and can drastically reduce fuel emissions. People all across the nation are reporting improved performance as well as the money saving increases in their gas mileage by using our MPG caps. MPG caps are designed for use in all gasoline or diesel powered engines. And you can also have a lucrative home-based business by simply sharing this amazing money saving product with others. Don't wait. Call MPG Biz now at 800-526-1778. That's 800-526-1778. Or visit the webpage at mpgbiz.com. That's mpgbiz.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I don't want to spend all day here just talking about 666, but we will get into more of the news reports that are discussing it and going over all the little minute minutiae. But I've got serious news here, a big stack of it concerning Iran and their oil boards. Another big report here, of course, Venezuela is saying that they're going to try to start forcing countries to buy their oil in euros. That is huge. We now have Russia beginning to trade and setting up an exchange for rubles, where you buy their oil in rubles. We have Dick Cheney. This is out of Kiplinger's personal finance report on Yahoo News. Are Dick Cheney's money managers betting on bad news? He is dumping the dollar in his own personal investments. This is out of Newsday, getting back to 666. Yesterday is 666. Associated Press, evil lurks if you take 666 as gospel, a date that lives in biblical infamy, presages a Antichrist arrival. There are those worthless souls who ignore the power of 666, who believe Tuesday, June 6, 06, is nothing more than another ordinary mark on an ordinary calendar. They will go about their lives blind to the blood-curdling evil all around. Soon the streets will fill with death and decay. Soon scalped chickens will fall from the sky. Soon the Antichrist will rise to render the earth a mosh pit of despair, an empty, rotten, stinking hole of an enemy evil mayhem brought about by all things satanic. Doom will reign. Faces will melt. Alan Thickle will star in a new sitcom. The world will explode. Die, 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 or maybe not. Don't make that my due date. Yes, the date is June 6, 2006, and yes, there is a movie remake of The Omen that debuts today, for hype, of course, and focuses on the idea that 6606 marks the rise of the Antichrist. And yes, a couple of people even believe it, according to a report by Tony Allen Mills of Britain's The Sunday Times. A pregnant English woman recently urged the doctor to do everything within his power to push her June 6 due date. But I think I can assure you we're safe, says Fred Berardi, and a Monsignor with the Holy Family Church in New Rochelle. Nobody needs to hide under their furniture. Indeed, while The Omen's opening scenes feature members of the Vatican gloomily preparing for June 6 arrival of the Antichrist, in this case, a googly-eyed kid named Damien, few within the real Vatican appear to be losing much sleep. I wonder why. And it goes on. There have been no public warnings, no cries from the Pope Benedict to load up on canned goods, and yet a legitimate biblical tie between 666 and bad stuff seems to exist, as reads Revelation 13, 16, 18, quote, He also forced everyone, small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on his right hand or on his forehead, so that no one could buy or sell unless he had the mark, which is the name of the beast, on the number of his name. This calls for wisdom. If anyone has insight, let him calculate the number of the beast, for it is a man's number. His number is 666. And this isn't a King James version here. I guess it's some new Bible translation. It says, this calls for wisdom. It actually says, let he who hath understanding reckon the number of the beast, if a memory serves. By the beast, is the Bible referring to the three-headed, red-eyed org? Unlikely. Instead, most scholars interpret 666 to be the numerical code, and it goes on from there. Now, the Bible tells us there will be a world government unified through these ten horns or ten sub-kings. And it describes in full detail aircraft dropping hydrogen bombs on cities. It describes genetic engineering and dead red-tide oceans. It describes meteors striking the earth. And what the intro to all of this is a one-world government rising out of global calamity and a man of peace rising who says if you have a global tax and a global religion and a global government and a unifying, identifying number that everyone must have to buy, sell, or trade, or even leave their house, that if you'll just do this, you'll all be safe. This was written almost 2,000 years ago. And it's happening now. There's no way to get around that. And we'll discuss the different views on this when we return on the other side, and we'll take your calls as well.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Create the Dream, the magazine for everyone who has a dream of making artisan-quality soaps, candles, and herbal products, whether as a hobbyist or an aspiring small business owner. Create the Dream provides a wealth of innovative solutions and original ideas that will propel your craft to the next level. It's the ultimate insider's guide featuring comprehensive coverage of the topics affecting the industry. Create the Dream inspires and challenges readers and offers recipes, techniques, tips, and sources in every full-color issue. Create the Dream magazine is published quarterly and features 64 full-color pages with insightful articles and stunning product photography. Give yourself the gift of creativity. Subscribe today to Create the Dream magazine at createthedream.com. Plus, as a GCN listener, you'll save 10% off the subscription price. Just type Genesis, that's G-E-N-E-S-I-S, in the voucher area of your order page. Again, the website is www.createthedream.com. Create the Dream is a division of the Creative Concept.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in the U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding the bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Welcome back, my friends. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Thank you for riding shotgun with us today. Your calls are coming up here momentarily. Finishing up my comments for now on this infamous date of 6-6-06. Looking just at some of the indicators of the elite being obsessed with the occult, with numerology, with numbers. We've already talked about how the Chicago Mercantile came up 9-11 on the one-year anniversary of 9-11 with a bunch of zeros behind it, the New York Lottery coming up 9-11 that same day. We then had 3 years after 9-11 in 2004, the Madrid bombing, 911 days after 9-11 on 3-11. And then it even came out in mainstream Spanish papers that all the evidence point towards that being a government-sponsored attack. Then on 7-7, we have the London bombings. You look at that. I got a whole new film coming out on it. That's a section of the film. Clearly a government op. And they do so many other things on dates. At the bare minimum, they will, in their financial sectors, have major benchmarks match the date or something similar along those lines. They believe that they get power out of flaunting it in our face. They believe that, they call that a lesser magic. But if they do it on a mass scale, they believe they derive great energy from it. Now, I don't believe in this. The point is, they do. It's like saying, well, Alex, you're not a follower of Mr. Moon, the Moonies. And so the Moonies believe that he's basically God. And since you know, you as an atheist out there don't believe in God, I'm not supposed to talk about Mr. Moon, who thinks he's basically God. I mean, what does that mean? Or if some serial killer, and routinely most serial killers are into the occult, and they've got a bunch of dead bodies in their backyard that they've cut up in a satanic fashion, I mean, should I not write a book, or a criminologist or crime writer write a book about how they're into that? It is a thread. It is more than a thread. It is an iron cable that runs through the entirety of elites throughout history, psychopaths, sadistic killers alike. It is their religion. This is what they're into. It's what drives them. It's the engine. So it's very, very important. Now, looking at what 666 really is, 666 isn't a date, ladies and gentlemen. 666 is the number of a man. Let he who hath understanding reckon the number, for it is the number of a man. Now what? Now what is a number of a man that the man needs to buy and sell? That is really a very simple riddle. It is stated clearly where anyone that has a thimble of discernment can understand it. But Christ said many times, he said to his disciples, they said, why do you speak in parables? Why do you speak in riddles? And he said, because I don't want many of these people to understand what I'm saying. The message isn't for them. That's a paraphrase, but it's almost identical to the quote. It isn't for everybody. But looking at it, it's totally clear what it says. It is the number of a man. Let he who hath understanding reckon the number of a beast, of the beast. You will need it to buy and sell. No man may buy or sell or trade without this mark. The mark of the beast is the microchip, but it is many other things. It is also the system of that number of a man. And just as much as it is the implantable microchip, it is your face. It is your hand. It is your retina scan. It is your thumbprint. It is biometrics. It is RFID. Now, notice, for years, they have had face scanning technology that is 100% up close. They could have a camera right there at the shopping centers and the tanning salons and the health clubs and the bars. From England to the U.S., the libraries, to get your school lunch at college and primary school level, it's going in everywhere. Not with a bang, but with a whimper. It's here in Austin, most tanning salons have it. Many of the gyms have it. I was in Chicago. People were walking up going, hey, do you know it's in some of the grocery stores and a lot of the tanning salons and gyms? And I was like, yes, I do. It is the number of a man. Now, why don't they just use the cameras? Why don't they just face scan you and not give you a choice? No, they want you to willingly put your thumb down on the scanner. Now, with a captured audience of young people, they make them do it. They want to force you when you try to take your children to Disney World or to Disneyland or to many of the other theme parks. Anheuser-Busch owns SeaWorld. And when you go there, they don't even tell you about it when you buy your ticket. You just walk up and they want to hand scan you and put your hand biometrically into it. And if you say no and refuse, they try to tell you, no, you need to, and as soon as you argue, they say, okay, go on through. Security walks over and says, go on through, because still a lot of people are refusing. Still, they're not making you do it, but Disney World is. Anheuser-Busch isn't. If you refuse at Disney World, you don't get in. And it's not just a thumbprint. They now make you wear a digital RFID bracelet that tracks you. And, oh, if you want a cell phone now, they're phasing them out. The old cell phones now, only 6 months to a year left, they're saying. My cell phone is barely even working now. They're shutting down all the old towers, trying to force me onto the type that tracks me down to just a few feet and where they can even tune in and listen to me via audio. Most of the new cars, even the lower-priced automobiles, are coming out with this stuff standard on it. And, oh, we gave you 6 months free. When you buy a new car, 6 months free, you have to have them go in and disable it. So it's all happening. It is the number of a man. It is 666. And then, strangely enough, and I've had the inventor of the barcode on, this is mainstream news. Strangely enough, the combination that's used in the Universal Product Code, implemented in 86, it only works, the code key is 666, three groups of six, with numbers on each side of that. Strangely enough, most of the biometric systems pick 14 to 18 different points on the face or the thumb, and then they have a calculation where the algorithm works off of a 666 calculation. None of this is by accident. They could have chosen any three-number number to plug in, I guess, is the root. I'm not a mathematician. This is just what they've said, what they've reported. And already you show up at Home Depot all the time. I'll work late. I got to get over there to the 24-hour Home Depot, or the one that stays open until midnight. I get there at 11 o'clock. There's no one at the cash registers. You've got the thumb scan if you want to be able to purchase. And that's some of the Home Depots. See, this is how it works in three steps. First, they take out some of the service checkout lanes and put in a few self-serves. Then they take out almost all of the service lanes and put in predominantly, let's say they'll have 12 self-serves and two service lanes. Then at 10 o'clock at night, they close the two service lanes and make you use the self-checkout. Now they're to the point at HEBs, at Safeways, at Kroger's, where they're testing this, at other facilities around the country, where, oh, now you don't have a choice. You've got to thumb scan, but it's for your safety. See, they domesticate us. They phase this in. And of course, I'm there at the Home Depot, and the manager comes over. The people who are there, you know, stocking, they're all fans. This happened a few months ago. I told you about it on air. They all come over and say, yeah, isn't it horrible? Yeah, we listened to the show. We know exactly what you're talking about. We heard you 5 years ago say that they'd start phasing these in and phase out self-serve and then phase it out altogether. And guess what? We're told in about a year they are. See, it's all beginning to happen. And then what do they do with that? That purchase goes into a database. What you buy, sell, trade, and do is indexed. It's put into your history. Now they're openly talking about the Food and Drug Administration is talking about making restaurants serve smaller portions. Oh, they're going to track what you buy with your credit card. Oh, they're going to sell that information to your insurance company. You're eating too much fettuccine Alfredo and T-bone steaks. You're buying too much beer. Oh, we're going to take your driver's license away. It shows you're drinking too much. Oh, we're going to put retina scanners in all the new cars that decide if you're too tired or drunk when you drive. Oh, you're guilty until proven innocent. All of this is going in. Oh, the Mexican Attorney General is going to make his employees take the chip. Other Latin American presidents are talking about making their citizens take chips. U.S. companies are talking about making their employees take chips. We have sheriffs on who've taken chips and say that everyone should be made to take chips, and they want to enforce us taking chips. All these big talking heads on the news nightly say we all need chips. Every time a child gets kidnapped, oh, a chip would fix this. See, it's just this continual drumbeat. It's actually happening. And all it takes is one big terror attack. I mean a catastrophic terror attack or a string of smaller attacks. They're discussing checkpoints at all shopping malls, checkpoints on the streets of America. They're telling us in the Associated Press and the Houston Chronicle and all over the place, from Texas to Ohio to New York to California, that now we're going to have federal police and, quote, Viper teams randomly searching people in malls and on the sides of streets, searching you and your family. Suddenly, different defense forces, different state guards just show up randomly at city events and start searching people, including three-year-olds, on the side of the street as they, you know, go to the Bay Fest, say in Alabama, just to eat some street food and see some events. See, it's everything's turning into a prison. Face scanning cameras going up, RFID tracker chips and inspection stickers, all the major roads to turn into toll roads. Now the states are talking about with federal grants taking DNA out of your cheek tissue whenever you get pulled over. Thumb scanners under federal grants are going into many of the police cars from Texas to Tennessee, to Ohio, to Kansas. Again, it's happening everywhere. All of it is going in shotgun microphones listening to you going in everywhere, shotgun microphones and telescopic face scanning cameras in tiny, you know, one horse towns with maybe one gas station. Everywhere you go, total control. Meanwhile, I have CNN here in front of me reporting that a dozen guardsmen have been put on the Arizona border. One dozen of the 6,000. See, it was all just photo ops. None of it was real. It was all lies. And they passed the new Freedom Initiative for forced drugging, forced psychological testing of all of the youth population ages 4 to 18. Then they add on pregnant women in Illinois, and their own internal documents say we're going to put half the kids on drugs now. I mean, they're just doing it all. These scientists are crazily creating all these cross-species creations. I'm going to go to your calls. It's just 666 isn't a date. 666 is the number of a man. It's biometrics number that hooks into the Grand Beast database. And you know what the acronym in Brussels, Belgium, for the big United Nations, World Bank, IMF computer, this was in the 80s, I have the Wall Street Journal, it is called the Beast. They revel in it. So whether you believe in God or not, the elite does, and they believe that the Lucifer is going to win. And they believe, you know, some say it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. Regardless, it's happening. Regardless, this is the reality here. Mary in Pennsylvania, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. Hi, Mary.
Hello, Mr. Jones.
Hi.
I'm a subscriber to GCN Live. I'm a Calvin soap user and a Berkey Light owner.
Well, we appreciate you. We couldn't operate without you.
And I also have the Police State 3 video, and I have the T-shirt, too.
Well, again, thank you for the support.
Yeah. I made a discovery that I want to share with you. Did you know about the satanic addresses of our major churches in these small towns?
There was a presentation. The zip code is 666 at the Sears Tower, and the airport is a 666. It's really weird, but go ahead.
Yeah. I only know about two towns for sure. That's the one where I grew up and the one where I live right now. But where I grew up in a small town in Ohio, we lived across the street from my church, which was a large parish or congregation.
Okay.
And my address was 990. So that made the church 999 East State Street. Okay. But they give it a side street address. They don't come right out in the open and say it's 999. But that is the real estate location. It is right on State Street. It's 999.
Okay.
And then in the town where I live now, it's the same thing. The same denomination is on the 999 location of the main street in town. But they give it a side street address, like Case Avenue or something. And also, just down the street is the other major denomination church, and it's on the 666 location. I just thought that was weird. Sickening.
Well, I know this. I would suddenly lose my plates. I've seen cars that have 666, and I'm not really superstitious, but I don't want to drive around with that. And if I saw, I mean, if I got mail plates that said 666, I'd throw them in the trash and order new ones. I appreciate your call. Let me just say something to what you just brought up, Mary. And I'm not criticizing what you said. I'm not even disagreeing with you, okay? But this is what I found with folks that track numbers. You know, they take people's names and turn them around backwards and do weird stuff. Or, oh, look, Alex Jones has 3001 as his address, and that's a Masonic number. All of it isn't really numerology or manipulation. But when they build the Ottawa City, Ottawa Capitol, and admit that it's all according to 666 calculations, and have a big altar in the middle, and then they find out a shadowy group of Masons put up the money for the architecture, and then there's a plaque on it saying that it's a temple, you know it's serious. What I don't hear a lot of people who always talk about 666, it's always weird calculations. You don't have to do weird calculations. The 666 system is the biometrics, is the national ID cards that they passed last year, going into effect next year. All of this is very serious. I mean, that's the 666 system, the tracking, the tracing. And I've just noticed that most people I talk to never focus on that. There's no discussion by the Patriot shows, the Truth shows, really about those issues. It's all about weird numerical calculations. The Mark of the Beast is a world government system tracking all the purchases you make off of your global ID number. And they already admit that most of the governments in the world are integrating their numbers into a grand database. We already really have a world ID. Your driver's license has been federalized, and that's been internationalized. Okay, so that's what I focus on. Hello, friends. Alex Jones here, and I'm excited to announce we're going to have a huge 9/11 conference in downtown Los Angeles on the 24th and 25th of June. We're expecting around 1,000 people in attendance. At this historic event, we will irrefutably document that 9/11 was an inside job, a self-inflicted wound, a false flag terror operation. The conference is titled 9/11 and the Neocon Agenda. I'm happy to announce the conference will feature presentations by incredible speakers like BYU physics professor Stephen Jones, the father of the Star Wars program, Lieutenant Colonel Robert Bowman, former top-level CIA analyst for Reagan and Bush, Ray McGovern, 9/11 hero William Rodriguez, author Webster Tarpley, Professor Jim Fetzer, and many, many others, including special guests. I'll also be debuting my explosive new film, Terror Storm, at the conference. Arm yourself with the truth. Secure your tickets today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Get this image of the devil as some horned creature sneaking around in cemeteries out of our heads. It'll be a good-looking, smart, intelligent, dynamic, handsome leader. You know, the devil comes in a three-piece suit. It's DynCorp. Just hired our police chief, Stan Nee, to go work for DynCorp in international policing. The State Department wanted our police chief. He's so good. You know, the devil acts like a good guy. The devil doesn't have green warts and pus shooting out of his nose. He masquerades as an angel of light. He was the most beautiful creature in heaven. And isn't that what we see in just everyday life? Evil, real evil, is slick. Real evil looks like Fox News and CNN. It smiles at you. It's an info bay. And so evil loves to tell us it looks like Damien, the little devil boy, or it looks like hounds of hell running around in the back streets. No, no, evil enslaves you. Evil takes your pension funds. Evil brainwashes your children and turns them against you. Evil puts poison in your food. Evil says children need sodium fluoride and mercury's good for their brains. It's for the children. Mike in Austin, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how you doing, buddy?
Good, sir.
Hey, you know, I'm sitting here laughing because I live up here in North Austin, and everything you're sitting today, it's like, oh, my God, the wackos. I mean, you know, I saw, what's it, Saturday, one of those guys, and somewhere here in Texas, got up and he made a speech about how God is our chairman. Did you see that? I was, like, about throwing up because...
No, sir,
you
know, I don't know what you're talking about.
No, I saw a report, but anyway, I was going to tell you two things real quick. An amazing thing people don't talk about is Cheney running NORAD on 9/11, which you brought up, and I just find that amazing. And secondly, I'll tell you what, if you want to see the devil, the 666, watch the deal today with Ann Coulter with Matt Lauer. Oh, my God. I mean, if she is a mouthpiece for the right, that's how screwed up this country is. She has her book out today, and it was disgusting. She was trashing women that lost their husbands on 9/11. It was really a sad and disgusting comment.
All right, sir, I appreciate your call. You know, you talk about the right wing. It doesn't exist in this country. Okay, left and right doesn't exist. Before 100 years ago, we could get things done in this country because it was freedom versus slavery, constitution versus unconstitutional. Okay? And then they taught us through the universities, through the big banks funding the different academic chairs at the colleges to put out this left-right baloney. All right? Left and right didn't exist. Left was seen as feminine, right was seen as male. That was the only difference. There was left-right. Left was seen as the devil, right was seen as godly. Okay? That was the only discussion of left-right until 100 years ago. George Bush's approval ratings are going through the floor because conservatives have found out he's anti-border, anti-gun, pro-world government. And so he'll come out and say he's going to put 12 people on the border, or 6,000, and it turns out to be 12. He'll come out and say, I'm going to ban gay marriage, which is very popular in the U.S. Okay, and then conservatives go, oh, man, he's good. He's trying to fool you. It's just as big as smoke and mirrors as Bush coming out and saying he's going to put 6,000 Border Patrol on the border. Just give me my guest worker program. He says it's not amnesty, when it's the biggest, baddest amnesty we've ever seen. So they do this over and over again. They play games. And I would just encourage listeners to get just to stop using the left-right term. It's very dangerous. It's destroying us. We've got to not use their terms. I do it all the time. I'm not mad at you. I'm just saying. I go, we attacked Iraq. We attacked Afghanistan. No, we didn't. We've been hijacked by global criminals, and we're being used as their cannon fodder. We're not in control of this country. We're trying to get control of it. The whole political system is a charade. It's a facade. It's theater. Infowars.com.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.